Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Delivering dependable for over 30 years, Superior Livestock's next video cattle auction coming Thursday, February 6th, live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, satellite 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time, 24,000 head, 6,900 yearling steers, 3,300 yearling heifers, and 13,000 weaned calves. For details, when a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
I just made a huge deal with China. You farmers and ranchers, you're going to want to buy more land and bigger tractors. The deal is that good, this I can tell you. So I know they aren't making any more land, but they are making bigger tractors, and probably the best place in the world to get one is Great Plains Kubota. They're fantastic. It's a really good dealership, and I know that they'll make you the best deal on a new Kubota tractor. And don't forget, 10-year warranty. It's the best there is. In fact, it's the only one there is, and that's the truth. Go to gpkubota.com. It's that easy, and everybody knows it.
Well, today's markets fell on hard times, especially in the feeder cattle and live cattle futures. February live cattle were down 95 at 120.67. April's down $1.47 at 119.17. June down 87 at 110.87. Feeder cattle even weaker. March down $1.82 at 135.67. April's down $1.70 at 137.22. So $1.50 to $1.80 lower in the feeder cattle across the board, and $50 to $1.47 lower in the live cattle. Box beef at midday was a slight bit higher, 51 cents higher on choice at 211.44. Select was $1.11 higher at 208.62, with the choice select spread at $2.82. Packer margins for both beef and pork are somewhere between $20 and $30 for 21 or so for pork, and about 30 one or so for beef. Those are estimates, but they're still positive. And the feeder cattle index is currently 141.74, was down 24 cents on the last report. Oklahoma City was expecting around 2,000 head today. Of course, we got a pretty big snowstorm here in Oklahoma. So that's impacting a little bit of that. The market's really looking for somewhere between 122 and 124 on the cash, which will be steady with last.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
Oklahoma Genetics invites you to focus on quality at their 2020 annual conference, Wednesday, February 12th, at the Edmond Convention Center in North Edmond. The program gives you a chance to hear one of the major buyers of U.S. wheat domestically, Hayden Wands with Grupo Bimbo, as well as wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and members of his wheat improvement team at OSU. To register for the conference that includes lunch, call 405-744-4347 and leave your name. There's no fee, but you must be registered. Check out more about OGI at their website, okgenetics.com.
Today's grain market was mixed. Beans were about a penny to two pennies higher. Corn is one to two lower. Chicago wheat and Kansas City wheat both rallied toward the end of the day, with Chicago up 2 to 4, Kansas City up about 4 to 5 cents. March cotton was up 16 at 67.51. December 68.77, up 15 cents. Still the same stories here. We've got several new things besides just the coronavirus going on. Yesterday, the White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said that China's coronavirus would delay the surge of U.S. ag imports from China following the Phase 1 trade deal, which we haven't seen any buying since it was signed on January 15th. So we were expecting some pretty quick buying, but this other unpredictable variable that's happened since then has really screwed that up. But the Chinese are putting a top priority on moving grain and keeping their meat industry and their pork industry well fed. So they're moving grain, trying to keep that going because they still have to feed a lot of people. So hopefully that will mean that eventually they will still buy grain from not only us here in the United States, but everybody. And they actually also made a statement that they're going to try to diversify their imports a little bit more to ensure a little bit more food security in the future.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.